Biden to campaign on Trump's economic policies after Bidenomics fail. By Wendell Hasebo on January 29, 2024. President Joe Biden will campaign against President Donald Trump's economic policies in the 2024 cycle after ditching the so-called Bidenomics catchphrase due to its ineffective and tone-deaf nature. Biden's plan to campaign on Trump's economic policies is a recognition that Biden's economy is a losing line of attack for his re-election campaign. Related video, FMR. Obama press secrets. Biden needs to pivot to Trump rhetoric. Take focus off country struggling with inflation. What we want the fight to be about is their record. And who you're for and what you care about, a person familiar with the internal messaging discussions told Politico on Monday. The polling shows overwhelmingly that people think Biden cares about people like them and Trump does not. And that's going to be the core of this economic attack. Biden will highlight Trump's corporate tax cuts and use divisive class warfare in hopes of dampening Trump's successful economic record. A half dozen people familiar with the discussions within the White House and the campaign told Politico. Trump campaign spokesperson Stephen Cheung dismissed Biden's plan of casting Trump's economy as booming. Joe Biden can't run on his disastrous record, so that's why he's resorted to nonsensical attacks in order to gaslight the American people, he said. But voters won't forget that Biden will go down as the worst president in American history. Before the Chinese coronavirus came to the U.S., the Trump administration built the world's most prosperous economy, according to White House archives. America gained 7 million new jobs, more than three times government experts' projections. Incomes rose in every single metro area in the United States for the first time in nearly three decades. Unemployment for women hit its lowest rate in nearly 70 years. The Dow closed above 20,000 for the first time in 2017 and topped 30,000 in 2020. Jobless claims hit a nearly 50-year low. Lifted nearly 7 million people off of food stamps. Despite Trump's successful record, Biden's allies believe they can convince voters otherwise. The only thing he's ever succeeded in doing is cutting taxes for rich people. Former senior official in Biden's Treasury Department Kimberly Clausing said, arguing Trump's policies are a populism facade with business-as-usual tax cuts for the rich underneath. White House spokesperson Michael Kikukawa claimed Biden fights for the American worker. President Biden and Vice President Harris are fighting for the middle class and Main Street, not special interests and Wall Street, she said. Biden's tactics are in response to his failed Bidenomics agenda of soaring inflation. For instance, a Big Mac burger, a medium beverage, and a medium fry meal now cost $18 in some locations, up $10 from 2018 when Trump was president. Polling shows Biden's economic messaging failed to impress voters. Biden's struggling economy is a top concern for voters in 2024. Voters trust Trump over Biden on economic issues. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.